from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Welcome to the first of three special programmes with me, Karen Weir. In 1948, 33 Caribbean students made history. They became the first undergraduates to do their degree at the University of the West Indies. 52 years later, that figure now stands at 12,500 full-time and nearly 10,000 part-time male and female students. But figures are not the only thing that have dramatically increased. The number of graduates has also shot up, but for a number of academics, there was one noticeable difference at this year's ceremony.
The other thing that struck me when I was at the graduation and saw all these women coming up, it was almost as if when a man came on the platform, there was a clap just because he was a man. It was a phenomenon I've never seen before. So for me, although I studied education, although I went to the University of the West Indies myself, I am very distressed to know that 74.6% of the women are the graduates.
Jamaican-born Angela King is the Assistant Secretary General at the United Nations. The statistics that she quoted have startled not just women, but men. Just one in four graduates at UWI in the year 2000 were male, according to the current Chancellor.